We were once in the same tribe, before our love was lost and civilized. But I can still remember why now I'm falling for a stranger. You are now and you were then my
What can you tell me about your song, Perfect Stranger?
So Perfect Stranger, it was inspired by, I went to see a, it was like a benefit concert for, under the organization called Music Cares. And Chester Bennington was actually singing with the members of Stone Temple Pilots. And it was a great performance. I just love Chester Bennington's voice. And, you know, I'm really grateful I got a chance to see him, given that, you know, he's not around anymore. And I met somebody outside waiting for that concert, and I had an extra ticket, and I was talking to this person, and I said, yeah, come in, you know, watch the show. And so this person I ended up talking to for hours and ended up becoming, you know, really close to. And I just got home, and I started writing what came to me, and what came to me was this idea that, wow, I met this stranger, and I just felt like I could tell them anything, and they could tell me anything, and it was just like this bond that you feel like you've met somebody some other place, some other time before, and you couldn't pinpoint that moment, but it just feels like you've known them for ages, even though you just met them, and they're really technically still a stranger.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, when you're in a studio recording, or when you're up on a stage performing?
I would say all three. You know, I was thinking about that earlier today, that some of the deepest joy I felt recently is when I knew I was about to get back in the studio and start recording again. There's something... of course, there's a lot of nerves when you're in the studio, and there's a lot of pressure because you're being recorded. You're trying to get something in a physical form that you're going to share with countless numbers of people. And so that part is a little bit nerve-wracking. But I do like the idea that it gives me a platform to share my feelings and what I'm thinking. And ultimately, I think that's what every individual really wants, is to be heard and to feel that, you know, what they think and what they, what's important to them, it is really important, absolutely, you know. And so there's a great joy that comes in that. Now, the writing part, I love that as well, because it usually comes from being quite relaxed. And one of the things that is required for, I think, really good writing is the empty space before the actual writing happens. So a lot of times I'll go for a walk, like an hour long, and try to think really about nothing. And somewhere along the walk, I'll get this inspiration, and I'll quickly try to get back home and jot it down or record it if it's a melody idea. So it usually comes from a time where I'm quite relaxed, quite peaceful. So I enjoy that. And then the performing, of course, you know, like, it's a really big part of being a musician. And I always loved it, even when I was, you know, doing covers back in the day, just to get better at my musicianship. So performing is great because, you know, until recent times, the fact that you can share your feelings and what you think with an immediate crowd right in front of you, that's priceless. And I love to meet, you know, my fellow dreamers and stuff that come to the shows. And it's really exhilarating to perform.
It is tough making plans right now for performances with the current situation, but where can we find you online to keep track of where you'll be playing and any new releases?
So the easiest way to get in touch with me is go to kevincalifornia.com. You can find links to all my music there, and you can follow me on the different social media platforms. I try to keep people posted on what I'm doing, where I'm playing, what I'm releasing, where I'm interviewing. So, that would be the best way to keep in touch with me. And you can also, you know, sign up for my mailing list, and I'll send out information and updates as frequently as I can.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Lying in Your Bed. What can you tell me about that one?
So, Lying in Your Bed, you know, I really struggled with the lyrics on that one, because it's very, it's perspective driven, right? It's really, you know, are you the lion, or are you the person who's sleeping with the lion, you know, who's sharing the bed with the lion? And so I was kind of really toying with the lyrics in that song right into the last little bit. I think I overdubbed the lyrics a bunch of times too, until I was finally happy with them. And, you know, in a way, I don't know if you've seen some pictures of me, but I have like really long blonde hair. So in a way, I think it represents me as the lion, me being, cats are quite solitary. They're not like pack animals like dogs. I mean, they do have their prides and their families and stuff, but they are generally known as more of a solitary type of animal. And just given the fact that I traveled around and I found myself alone at times, and that kind of represents in me as well, the lion. And, you know, I found love recently, and so it's a little bit autobiographical of, you know, somebody inviting me, this scary lion who's kind of like solitary and wanting to, you know, share life with me. And so it's a little bit of a joyful song that you can hear the do 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 do, which is kind of like, I imagine, you know, after you meet somebody and let's say you have a really intimate moment with them, there's kind of that cliche that the next day you're singing around, dancing, you know, and so I wanted it to reflect that feeling after you found somebody special.
It is such a happy song to listen to. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Oh, thanks a lot, May. I really appreciate it. Do, 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 do.
so real. I'm glad love is based on what I feel. I roar so loud that neighbors can hear, then crawl around and rub against your ear. We roll and play, fall in love in many ways, and this feels so real. I'm glad love is based on what I feel. Lying in your bed. Lying in your bed. Lying in your bed. The golden.